Hell hath no fury like Gruber scorned, or something like that. Here's Steve.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are...
You know, you look down the list of the wish list of the new Green Deal, of the Green New Deal, whatever it is. Green New Deal, New Green Deal, whatever it is. And it's just one long laundry list. It's like a Santa Claus list. Santa, I want this and this and this, and I don't want to pay for anything. The problem with that is mathematically it doesn't work. One of the things on the list, of course, is free college for everyone, because everything's free. Everything's free. And the problem with that is how do you pay for that? Join me, Gary Wolfram, economics professor at Hillsdale College. Professor, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Now, like all these things, they all sound great on paper. I mean, I wish my college had been free, and I want to know, if they pass this, do I get college reparations?
Right.
That's what I want to know. Yeah. Do I? I mean, sign me up, because I want college reparations. I want to be paid back with interest, by the way. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's a couple things. One is, this is going to misdirect people into college that would be better off if they went, better off for them and for the economy as a whole, if they did something outside of college. For example, the Associated Builders and Contractors estimate that there's more than 400,000 jobs waiting to be filled in the construction industry, and about 80% of construction firms are having a difficult time finding skilled labor. I mean, I don't know if you've tried to get a plumber or electrician lately, but...
It's impossible.
It really is.
And the farther north you go in Michigan, the harder it gets, and the price goes up exponentially. Trust me on this. Even to get a handyman. And you can't get a handyman because you go to some of the big box stores, and I say, I did this recently. I need two windows. They said, well, you have to get at least three for us to come out. I said, well, wait a second. You want me to buy a window I don't need, otherwise you won't come out? I mean, that's really what it's down to. I'm like, wait a second. Doesn't make any sense. But it's impossible. But what you're saying here is we would continue to misdirect people into college that shouldn't be going there, because we've already been doing that for a long time.
Oh, for sure. Richard Vedder has talked about this for decades, and who's what retired now from Ohio State, University of Ohio. And there's just a whole host of other problems, like how would you mechanically do this? If we're let's say Lake Superior State University, do you then have to take every student that enrolls, like everybody gets to go?
Well, that wouldn't be possible. I mean, as you would well know, universities, Lake Superior is a good example. It's the smallest of the 15 public colleges in Michigan, I believe, and their enrollment's about 3,000, give or take. And if you brought everybody in, there wouldn't be any place for them to sleep. You'd overload the dorms. I mean, it wouldn't work. The infrastructure at that college would be overwhelmed.
Well, sure. And it turns out that, in fact, I was on the Board of Trustees at Lake Superior State, and I wrote a thing, a paper decades ago, about how when the government provides for even Pell Grants or those sorts of things, what it does is it drives up the price of tuition for everybody. And if the price of tuition is going up, then is the government going to pay for all this? I know that what
you nailed it.
Actually, our tuition, we looked at what the federal government was passing. So,
well, you nailed it, Professor, because there is the exact crux of the problem, in my estimation. And you tell me if I'm wrong. But if I go back and look, and if I laid graphs on this, I'm pretty sure what I would see. If you go back, when I went to college, I got my loan from a bank. I didn't get my loan from the federal government. It was guaranteed or backed up by the government, but I went to the local bank, signed the papers, and I paid back the bank, and I had to have, you know, a reasonable expectation that I would pay it back. But when the government got involved with 99% plus now of all student loans, what happened is the number of student loans skyrocketed, and so did the cost of college, because as one government entity was getting paid by another government entity using American taxpayer dollars, that's when it went out of control. Where am I wrong?
That's exactly right. If you know, again, like I said, we clearly looked at when we were setting our tuition, we clearly looked at what the benefits were that the federal government was giving. And suppose that you had free college tuition for everybody, why wouldn't we charge $300,000 a year for tuition? And the government would have to pay for it. And if you say, oh, no, we're not going to do that, the government's going to limit how much they're going to pay, then when we get all these new students, where are you going to get the funds in order to pay for the additional professors and buildings and everything else you need to have?
Oh, you know, now you're just nitpicking. You know, now you're just nitpicking with details. I mean, important details, but that's, but unfortunately, and I say that sarcastically because that's the general approach that I hear from the Green New Deal people. Well, we'll figure that out later, but we need to do these things because I feel the way I feel. The facts, the mathematics, don't bother me with math. I mean, that's the impression I get oftentimes from those on the left. Am I wrong about that?
Well, you're exactly right. The details of how this thing would work. I mean, either the federal government's going to pay for tuition for everybody, in which case there'll be a huge increase in the number of students going and a huge increase in the price, and the government's going to have to pay for this in an amount far beyond what they're looking at right now, or the government's going to start setting the price of everything, and in which case you're going to get a shortage of resources going into higher education. And it turns out that if we have to take everybody, studies have been done that show that universities that have open enrollment policies,
right,
only 32% of students graduate within 6 years. So what we'll be doing is moving all these people into these colleges, and then they won't be able to graduate.
And well, and here's the other thing.
Billions of dollars in the process.
You know, the government wants to involve themselves in all aspects of our lives. I have an idea. Maybe they should have a couple of blue ribbon focus groups to talk about the uselessness of some of these degrees issued for $100,000 worth of debt. You know, a gender studies degree, where exactly are you going to go use that in the real world? I'm being serious. You know, the government wants to go in and put their fingers in business all the time. Maybe they should be inspecting colleges that are giving out these degrees that kids can't find a minimum wage job, and yet they're $100,000 in debt for this useless degree. What do you think?
No, you're exactly right. There's going to be all sorts of, I mean, if everyone has a college education, then there is no signaling device any longer. And there's still going to be a welder. We're still going to need, you know, truck drivers. There's a 50,000 openings in truck driving right now. And so what'll happen is you'll have your degree and you'll be out there driving a truck, and what you should have done is been driving a truck for the 4 years that you were sitting there at college. Now, obviously, I've been a professor for decades, and I do believe that colleges and universities serve a grand purpose. But to say that everybody should go and to make it so that basically everybody will, in some sense, be forced to go from the social aspects of the thing, it's just a misdirection of resources on all sides.
Yeah, it's terrible policy, and you're exactly right. And I always appreciate you bringing here common sense, and well, there's not much of that left today, Doctor. I greatly appreciate it. Dr. Gary Wolfram, economics professor, Hillsdale College. Economics, something that our children know very little about, unfortunately. I appreciate you being here. I'm sure we will talk soon.
Well, great. Well, thank you. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you, professor. And we like an education here, and I appreciate what they do for us by bringing us an education, because I want you as a listener, I want you to be smarter. All right? I want you to be smarter. We'll be right back on The Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.